Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to thy presence as New Jerusalem Church to worship thee this Sunday morning, Lord. As we come to worship thee in truth and spirit, Father, we pray your presence will be manifest among us, Lord. As you said, I will walk among them and I will move among them, and I will be their God and they shall be my sons and daughters. Father, we thank thee that thou hast given us the grace to be called sons and daughters of Almighty God, and to call thee Abba Father. We are your flesh and blood. Your DNA is in us. Your spirit is in us, Father. And as we worship thee in spirit and truth, we pray that the blood of Jesus will purify us to the uttermost. As we enter into the Holy of Holies, wash us and cleanse us by thy word, and fill us by thy Holy Spirit, Lord, that the consuming fire will consume in us everything that does not please thee. And we will be holy before thee, even as the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is holy. And as we ascend into thy throne by the blood of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit, cleanse us, purify us, and transform us one more time, Lord, into the image of thy Son, Jesus Christ. For in the most precious name, the almighty name, the all-powerful name, and the highest name of the highest authority in the universe, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. For thee and for thy glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The topic of today's message is, man cannot prevail against God. Now we know that as we are worshiping, we are all part of the body of Christ, New Jerusalem Church, and we are aligned with the will of God. We do the will of God, we seek the will of God, and we follow the will of God, and the will of God is our desire. Even as Jesus said, my meat and drink is not to do my own will, but the will of my Father. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed to the Father three times, saying, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me, because nothing is impossible with thee. There might be another way to bring salvation to mankind, and with thee nothing is impossible, but not my will, but thine be done. And the Father said, no, my Son, Jesus, you have to shed the last drop of your blood. You have to be tortured. You have to have all those stripes on the back, and you have to be crucified and rise again from the dead on the third day. And that is the plan that I have. And when the Father revealed his will unto his Son very clearly and confirmed it and emphasized it, the Son of God said, not my will, Father, but thine be done. Even so, as the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem, when everywhere the whole world and the demons and all the powers of darkness and all the rats want to do the will of the flesh. The Bible tells us, all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. The world and the lust thereof passeth away, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. In the book of Jude it says, those that do not do the will of the Lord are like clouds without water, like shooting stars, wandering stars, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. But we, the Church of the Living God, we desire to do the will of God. There was a prophet in the Old Testament called Balaam, to whom God spoke. He was a real prophet. But one day the king came to him and said, I will give you a lot of money if you will prophesy according to my will and not according to God's will. And the prophet Balaam went for the money. Today, a lot of people prophesy for money. The Bible tells us if they will prophesy about wine and drink, they will be a prophet unto this people. Many people prophesy saying, you're going to become a millionaire, you're going to drive a big car, luxury car. The Bible talks about these false prophets. They are of the world, so they speak of the world, and the world heareth them. A prophet of God will stand in the presence of God, and he will speak about heavenly things. We don't need a prophet to be telling us about earthly things, about wine and money and automobiles. That's not the Lord's prophet. The Lord's prophet will talk about heaven. He will talk about God's edification, exhortation, and comfort. He will talk about Christ's coming, about the glory in heaven, about the riches of God's glory, about the riches of God's mercy. But today we see false prophets not prophesying about the Lord's will, but talking about $10,000 suits, coats, and all kinds of luxury. These are the prophets who prophesy peace and peace when there is no peace. They are like doctors who tell a person that has cancer, oh, all you need to do is take Tylenol, you'll be fine. And 6 months later, the guy dies of cancer. A prophet will prophesy about sin. When many people, the scribes and the Pharisees, came to John the Baptist to be baptized of him, John the Baptist said, oh, you scribes and Pharisees, you need to first confess your sins. Confess your sins. I want to see true repentance. This is not a formality. This is not a joke. This is baptism. This baptism is only for people who truly repent from their sins. There is a false doctrine going along saying you can live the way you want. You can keep living in the lust of the flesh and dwell in Hollywood. But the Bible tells us in Psalms 1, once we repent from our sins, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. I don't care if I don't become rich. I don't care if I don't drive a luxury automobile. I don't care if I live in a mansion. I want to do the will of the Lord who created the heaven and the earth and the universe. And so is everyone in the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem. We want to please the Lord who is the source of everything, because we are kings and priests and we are called to rule over the universe. We don't desire the junk gold of this earth that is filled with corruption and pollution. But we are going to live in glory with Jesus Christ, and we are going to walk on streets that are so pure, made of gold that is transparent and clear as glass. And we are going to live in New Jerusalem, which has jewels for its foundation and gates of pearl for its gates, and built with gold. The city was transparent and clear with gold as pure glass. We don't need the trash of this world. We, New Jerusalem Church, we do the will of the Father. And the will of the Father alone we will do. You can pass laws telling us that we cannot do according to the laws of God. You will know who rules this world. Jesus and we do. And our prayer, God will hear. And if our prayer shakes God's hand, God will shake the earth and the universe. And God has said he will shake not only the heavens, but earth as well. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We serve Almighty God. And people say, oh, you're just a few people. Of course we are. But you're blind. You haven't seen the angelic army. You haven't seen the saints. Millions and millions and millions of angels and saints who are gone before. And the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost is with us. Because we serve Almighty God. We belong to a higher dimension. We belong to a dimension in which we do the will of God. We seek the will of God. And we perform the will of God. And we follow Jesus. And He goes before us. And He has gone before us in a cloud to the right hand of God. And that's where we are headed. So, what happens when you don't do the will of God? Well, simple. When you do the complete will of God, you will flourish. You will flourish. You will be exalted. When you do not do the will of God, and you stand against the will of God, you will perish. You will be destroyed. And you will be abased. Do the will of God and flourish. Resist the will of God and perish. He that does the will of God will abide forever. He that does not want to do the will of God will perish. And even the ground upon which he walked will not know that such a person lived on this planet. There were two people, one that did the will of God and was called a wise man. Another that refused to do the will of God and was called a foolish man. So one person built his house on a rock, and it took a long time because he had to dig through the rock. He had to bore through the rock. And that rock stands for Jesus Christ and His Word. He had to first be rooted on the rock. Deep in the rock, he built his foundation. It took a long time. But there were some people who did not want to do like the wise man. They built their house just on the sand. They said, oh, it's taking too long. And then the flood came. And the foolish man in the house was destroyed, and so was his house that was built on the sand because it didn't have any foundation. But the wise man who built his house on the rock, his house lasted forever. So people who do not want to do the will of God will have quick success. It will look like they have quick success, but you can see inside, their bodies will fall apart. Their houses will fall apart. They will be swept away by the flood. But the people whose house is built upon a rock, they will withstand all the problems of this life. And they will be victorious. And when the trumpet sounds, whether they were dead or alive, they will be raised up. And the graves will open, and if they are alive, they will be transformed instantaneously into the image of Jesus Christ and will live forever. Amen. So, amen. Hallelujah. So, there are a few examples in the Bible on what happens when you go against the will of God. Bear in mind, today in USA and all over the world, there are people that want to do in accordance with their own will and not according to the will of the Lord. Let us start with the first person that decided not to do according to the will of the Lord. Genesis 11:4. The Tower of Babel. Nimrod, a very mighty man. He and the people of this earth said, go to, and they said, Genesis 11:4, and they said, go to. Let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. They thought that they can resist God because during the days of Noah, the flood came. And all those who resisted the will of God got wiped out. So they said, oh, if we build a tower that reaches up unto heaven, then we don't have to serve God. We don't have to do the will of God. Even if God sends a flood, like everyone perished except Noah's family, nothing will happen to us. We can just keep climbing up and nothing will happen to us. So that's what they did. They built a tall tower. It was really high. And then the Bible tells us the reason they built the tower was so that they can make for themselves a name. See, all resistance and rebellion against God starts because people want to make for themselves a name. They don't want to glorify the name of God. They want a name for themselves. And so they said, let's go ahead and make a tower and put our name on it, lest we be scattered. But what happened? Because they did it for themselves, God confused their language. And they were scattered all across the earth. They were in one place. But because they tried to resist the will of God, they were scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. And that's why today we have so many languages, so many countries, so many races. Because of what happened at the Tower of Babel, all the confusion and wars in this world started at Babel because a group of people thought that they could come against God and build a huge tower and make a name for themselves. Babel, the Tower of Babel, stands for rebellion against God. So, let's come back to the 21st century. What is the Tower of Babel in the 21st century? Oh yes, we have a Tower of Babel in the 21st century. The revived Roman Empire made of clay and iron that is prophesied for the last days, from which shall come the Antichrist, who sits upon the city of seven hills, calling himself substitute for the Son of God. He wears the crown saying, Vicarius Filii, substitute for the Son of God. They have most of the gold in this world. And when the monetary system changes, they will make everyone have a seal called 666. So no one can buy or sell so that unless he has this seal. So who is the Tower of Babel in the 21st century? That is a revived Roman Empire. The Roman Empire did not perish. It dissolved and became weak. It transformed. It changed from a secular kingdom to a religious kingdom. So the revived Roman Empire of today has the Tower of Babel has its logo. When the European Union was formed with about 12 countries, you can Google it. It shows that the Tower of Babel was their logo. The logo, I mean, whenever you start a company, whenever you start a country, you have to have a logo that represents what the country stands for. So the logo for the United States of America is the eagle. The logo for India is a cow and a bullock cart that stands for farming and for making cloth. The logo for Great Britain, England, is the lion. The logo for Russia is the bear. The logo for China is the dragon. So every country has a logo. And the logo for the European Union that has been established by man is the Tower of Babel. Why did the European Union choose the Tower of Babel as their logo? Because the European Union was formed in direct rebellion against God so that they can set up their own king and try to rule the world. And then President Trump was reinstated by God and he blew the trumpet. And so the European Union is mad because now, even though they have a logo for the Tower of Babel, which is the desire to rule the world, they are unable to rule over the world because God raised up Trump in the United States of America. And the European Union, the revived Roman Empire, the group that brought the Tower of Babel as their logo, has a flag. And on the flag there are stars, 12 stars, and the stars are upside down. The reason the stars are upside down, reversed, is because that star represents a pentagram, which is the devil. So the stars in the flag of the European Union stands for the devil. Just like the Lord Jesus Christ had 12 apostles that he chose, which is represented in the book of Revelation chapter 12, even so the devil has used 12 nations in the form of a pentagram and inverted star. And guess what is the other logo or image of the European Union? A woman riding upon a beast. And in the book of Revelation it said, "And I saw a woman riding upon the beast with names of blasphemy." And it said, "This is the city that ruleth over the world." Right now, and that was the Roman Empire in the first century when John wrote the book of Revelation. And so we know exactly that the revived Roman Empire, which is given the name the European Union, is the beast prophesied in the book of Revelation, is the Tower of Babel of the 21st century, is the pentagram run by the devil's spirit. Now, no one is blaming the European Union. They chose these three things intentionally. They chose the Tower of Babel to be their logo. They chose the stars to be inverted, representing the sign of the devil, the pentagram. And they chose the woman riding on a beast as their motto. And the same thing that happened to Nimrod and his group that built the Tower of Babel will happen to the European Union. Because the Bible tells us, Rome will burn. The other name for Rome in the first century was Mystery Babylon. And the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation that one day God's judgment will come upon Rome and Rome will burn up to the sky. And it is the word of the Lord in the book of Revelation. And Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one jot or one tittle shall pass from the word of the law till all be fulfilled."
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. For with God, nothing is impossible. The devil challenged God, and he was consumed by fire. In the 21st century, Rome has started challenging God, and the European Union has started challenging God, and the capital of the European Union, which will become Rome, will one day burn with fire because they dared to come against Almighty God. God is very patient. He gives everybody time so that they will repent. However, if they do not repent within the allotted time, they have reached the point of no return, and judgment will come like fire. There are many people, kings, who came against God in direct rebellion from Genesis to Revelation. The past is written as history in the Bible. The future is written as prophecy in the Bible. God has written about everybody that is going to challenge him, and he has also prophesied their end. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the Bible ends in the book of Revelation with eternity and the joy and the glory that he has for his church. We are not worried or concerned about these things. We just know that we need to do the will of God. And those who do not want to do the will of God will perish. They may look very powerful now, but they'll be trampled as they cross the street. A big truck will run over their heads and their bodies, and it'll be mutilated beyond shape, because no one can stand against God Almighty and live. Yes, today we see revolt and rebellion in USA against Almighty God. We see revolt and rebellion in the European Union against Almighty God. We see revolt and rebellion in all parts of the world against Almighty God. But the rebellion will be crushed by the powerful hands of Almighty God, because of the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And no one can stand against the church of Almighty God. For upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. USA will come back to God. Africa will come back to God. Europe will come back to God. Asia will come back to God. Australia will come back to God. South America will come back to God. There will be a great revival. God will send the hunters from New Jerusalem Church, and they will go all over this world, and this world will be on the fire of the Holy Spirit. And the rapture will take place. And it is after the rapture that the powers of darkness will be unleashed on planet Earth. And Jesus will come back. And he will reign on this earth with his church for 1,000 years, after which the heavens and earth shall be burnt with fire. But we all know that as we do the will of God as New Jerusalem Church, unto us belongs the kingdom, unto us belongs the glory, unto us belongs the riches, and everything in this universe that God has prepared for us. And we will hand it over to God the Father. At the feet of God the Father will we place everything that he has given us, for his glory and for his honor, that the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost and the Church of the Living God can reign forever in all glory and might, because they did the will of God. Therefore, let's close with this verse. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto my commandments, and Israel had walked in my ways, for then would thy peace have been like a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. For I should have come against the enemies, and they would have perished, and with honey out of the rock would I have satisfied thee. So let us do the will of God. For if we do the will of God and we wait in his presence, we will be blessed, not only in this world, but also in eternity. God will provide for us everything financial, spiritual, emotional, in this world and for eternity. So the key thing that we need to do is to continue to do the will of God and not worry about other people who do not do the will of God, who appear to have temporary success, because they will be caught in the quicksand and in the fire and in the flood, and instantly they will perish in a tsunami. But we who do the will of God will flourish forever. We will be blessed. We will be exalted. We will be transformed into the image of Christ. And we will live in the heavenly Jerusalem forever and ever. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us.